America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers because of the consistency that they've shown. You haven't lately, like their two losses were two close losses. Like coming into the season, I would not have believed at this point I'd be saying the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's because of the talent they have, but it's because of the coaching. Their coaching is humming right now. You got Mike Tomlin going out on a limb, and when I say out on a limb, going into his coaching staff and saying, I'm going to start Russell Wilson now, and knowing that that room was not in agreement with him. And then that coaching staff offensively having to turn things around and say, well, now we've got a game plan after we've been seeing the best of Justin Fields for the best of Russell Wilson and doing it. This coaching staff is the reason why I believe on any given day they can get this team ready to beat the Kansas City.
All right, Mike Garofolo, that the Steelers are the biggest threat to the Chiefs. They'll play Washington this week. That's a good one.
Yeah. We'll see if their downfall begins now. If they make it through this stretch, I will give them their respect, at least until the playoffs. Because that point is more about the coaching and whatnot. And, you know, like their playoff failures, as I'll always point out, is not only about quarterback. During their playoff losing streak, they've given up 36, 45, 48, 42, and 31 points. That's more than your quarterback when you get to the postseason. So they have more to answer for than just Russell Wilson's better than Kenny Pickett. But I do think that is a big deal.
This week in the NFL, Cincinnati, Baltimore tomorrow.
It's really good.
That's a good one.
It's a really good Thursday night game.
The other good games, how many games pit two winning teams against one another?
That would be one, though, right? Washington-Pittsburgh.
Washington-Pittsburgh. And there is, I believe, only one other game. Nope, there are two. Detroit, Houston.
Okay. Man, I am all over. I want to be all over Detroit in
Me
that
too.
Game.
Me too. And then the other one is Denver, Kansas City. Denver 5-4, Kansas City 8-0. That game is, hold on, let me check here. Arrowhead Stadium.
It's Arrowhead Stadium. Wait, no, it's, what's the field's name?
Geha Field or
Geha Field?
I don't know if it's GEHA or GEHA, which we'll say, but yeah.
At Arrowhead Stadium?
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Do you ever notice the lighting in Arrowhead Stadium is just not as good as other stadiums?
The lighting?
It looks like it's yellow.
I'll tell you this.
Is that not right?
I think the lighting in Arrowhead is not great. I think the lighting at Highmark is not great. For a night game? Yeah. I think the lighting at Highmark is not great at all.
I agree. It's just an old stadium thing.
Yeah. I think so.
Just an old
stadium
thing.
Tyreek Hill has said it, and there's been data to back it up, that the hardest place to catch a ball in the NFL is Arrowhead at night.
That's right.
Everybody drops the ball Arrowhead at night because of the lighting. And like the data backs it up. It is an outlier in how often receivers drop balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Can anyone's season end this week? Miami loses, their season's over, right? They are at the Rams. Would you say that about the Jets if they lose at the Cardinals?
Yes.
Okay. Cardinals are not bad, by the way. Like, looking back, that's a nice win.
They're scrappy.
By the Bills. Cardinals by 1.5 in that game. Maybe that is it. Tampa, if they lose at home to San Francisco, they're starting to fall behind. They're losing ground quick while their receivers are out. And maybe that's it. Jacksonville might just fire their coach if they lose at home to Minnesota, I guess. All right. Pretty good slate this week, I would say.
I already had a stat of the day, but I want to give you another one.
Okay.
Because it's just too good. Here it is. What was the one I gave you before? Oh, it was Khalil Shakir.
Khalil Shakir.
If you missed it,
yeah.
Khalil Shakir's average depth of target is 2.7 yards.
Yeah.
And like, that is lowest of any receiver in the league.
Right. And it's
by a lot.
Wando Robinson's kind of close.
3.9 and no one else under 5.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's wild.
So you can decide if that's the stat of the day or if it's this one. That who leads all quarterbacks in rushing yards in the last 4 games?
In just the last 4 games? I think because of the messenger here, this is either going to be Drake May or Bo Nix.
It's Drake May.
It's Drake May?
Yeah. He leads all quarterbacks in rushing yards since he got the starting job.
Has he even played all 4 of those games?
He has more rushing yards than Kenneth Walker in the last 4 games.
Wow.
Drake May. Rushing yards per game this season. Number 1, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Number 2, Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
At 51. Here's this puts it in context. Jaden Daniels has 51 rushing yards per game. Drake May.
Yeah.
If you take out the mop-up duty he had against the Jets,
yeah.
Just go with his starts, 49 rushing yards per game.
Wow.
That's Jaden Daniels 51, Drake May 49.
And that's more than who was number one?
Lamar.
So he has more than like Allen and Jalen Hurts and Kyler, all these guys?
Yep. 50 rushing yards per game.
He's also got an arm. I hope they don't get it together.
They have to not get it together.
Yeah, because he's probably good. He's probably really good.
I'd put my money right now that they will be the thorn in the side for the next window. I don't know if they'll do it, Coach. Gerard Mayo, I'm not
sure. That's the thing. Like, they got to build it around him.
Yeah, and they've not been really good at building anything, but they've got something. I really think they've got something with him. And the next challenger for the Bills, like the first mini Allen window, it was Bills and Patriots. Right,
and then it was Bills Dolphins,
and the next window
Bills Patriots. Again.
I think it might be coming back to the Patriots if they can get anything around Drake May.
Right, and they're still tearing it down. That's the thing, right? Like, I don't know when they're planning on building it up around him. They probably would hope by next year. I don't know what their cap situation is by then. They keep trying to sign receivers, and it's not working. Oh, that was mostly Belichick. Okay, yeah, I'm a little spooked. By Drake May, a little bit.
He's fun to watch. I mean, I right now it's a perfect scenario where you don't have to be afraid of them at all, and you can just watch him and enjoy a good player.
Yeah.
Like, if he was in another division, I think, or even the NFC.
He's like this threat on the... You weren't a Game of Thrones guy, right?
Sure I was.
Okay. Like, season one, they're fighting over the throne or whatever, and every once in a while, they would like, oh, there's these whispers of this dragon queen on the other side of the world over here.
But she's not going to make it over here.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. We don't have to worry about it. She's all the way over there.
Right.
That's Alan is sitting on the throne right now, and there's this dragon queen, Drake May, on the other side of the world. They're like, oh, do we have to worry about that? No, I don't think we're fine.
The only problem is that ended for everybody but the dragon queen kind of poorly. Spoiler alert.
Right. That's true.
She kind of went crazy there.
Yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The Flyers have won 7 in a row.
Who?
No, I'm sorry, the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes.
The Philadelphia Flyers?
No, the Hurricanes.
They're like last in the NHL right now.
They beat the Flyers, and they've won 7 in a row.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. The Hurricanes are like the best team every year that I always want to pick to win the Stanley Cup,
and they never
do it.
Yeah, they're consistently good.
Haven't we said this about them? Aren't they the Bills of hockey?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yes.
I think exactly the same. Every regular season, they're amazing.
And they haven't made a conference final in a while, or did they make it recently?
I think they've made one, and I don't know. And on the other side of that game, interesting you brought up Philly. I was thinking about them last night because I guess Briere is getting heat there.
Yeah.
Tortorella, maybe more. But that team is horrible. And, like, they got to start over, and their owner has said, like, more than once, we're the Flyers. We don't rebuild. So,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Hurricanes have made the conference finals twice. They lost in seven to the Rangers.
Okay.
Nope, sorry. They lost in... Both times they made the conference finals, they got swept.
Panthers. So they've not... Think of this. They have been one of the most consistently good teams in the NHL for, like, what, 6 years now? Yeah. And they have not won a single game in the conference finals.
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Revisiting some talk we had earlier about Anthony Richardson. I did do the math on first 10 starts of their careers, Josh Allen versus Anthony Richardson.
All right.
Here, their passing numbers are almost... I mean, they're pretty close. They're almost identical. Completion percentage, Allen 52, Richardson 50. Yards per attempt, Allen 6.4, Richardson 7.1. Touchdowns to picks, Allen 7-11, Richardson 7-8. Passer rating, 64-68. Sack percentage, Allen 7.9, Richardson 6.8. Here's the one number where they're more identical than any other, because I pulled up all of the rookie quarterbacks in their first 10 starts in the last 6 years. And intended air yards per attempt. Who's throwing the ball down the field the most? Allen and Richardson are, like, by themselves at number one and number two at 11.3 and 11.0. Like, all these guys, Darnold at 8, Burrow at 8, Mahomes is down the list, Trevor Lawrence at 7, Jaden Daniels 7.8.
And those two are, like, what, 13?
They're at over 11.
Yeah.
Like, these two showed up to the league and just started chucking the ball down the field.
I want to point out one big difference, and you don't have to you decide if you want it. You know, like Anchorman. I'm going to put it out there. If you don't like it, you can send it right back.
Yep.
The difference is Allen's first 10 starts all came in one season, a season where he was not supposed to start, really, and he went in because the starter was so bad, and the team was not ready for him to start. Mm-hmm. Who were his receivers? Calvin Benjamin.
Oh, there were nobodies. Andre Holmes. Yeah.
Nothing. He had nothing.
Yeah.
And he went out there and did that, and there was no offseason in the middle. Like, Richardson had three quarters of a season to watch and then a full offseason to keep working. Allen's first 10 games are all on-the-job training. And Richardson's first 10 games are four on-the-job training, and then the next six are you have Michael Pittman and Josh Downs and an offensive head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have everything at your disposal, and you had an offseason, and now let's see what you got, kid. And that's you're still in that spot. Like, give me Allen's first six starts of year two versus Richardson's first six starts of year two, and I feel like you might see a bigger difference.
I'm willing to buy that. I'm willing to buy that a little bit, that is what makes this different. And also, if I did that, I'm sure I would find, what was Allen in 19? It was more... He was short, right? Like, he had figured out the completion percentage. He still wasn't really completing passes down the field, but he was still playing pretty well. So, all right, I can buy that a bit. I also, as I mentioned earlier, I think one of the big reasons it's not working with Richardson is they don't think he's mature enough.
Right.
And yeah. I think they just can't say that in public.
Allen's quarterback rating went from a 68 to an 85 from year one to year two.
Okay, right. That's huge. That's a huge difference.
His touchdowns doubled.
Yep.
Interceptions dropped a bit. Like, I'm looking for success rate was moderately higher. The real jump for Allen came in year three. Like, that's where it went to where he lives right now. Yeah, like adjusted yards per attempt go where you want them to be.
Right.
So, yeah, like yards per game for Allen, year one, 172. Year two, 193. Year three, add Diggs.
I mean,
part of it, 284.
Yeah.
And that's the point about Richardson. Like, I feel like he has the Diggs piece. Pittman, he has the Beasley piece in Downs.
He has some good players.
He's got Jonathan Taylor. He's got a lot to lean on.
Yep. I like his coach, too.
Yeah. 803-0550. Bills and Colts. It'll be Bills v. Joe Flacco on Sunday.
All of this is just more evidence of how incredible Allen's ascension is.
Yeah.
Like, it really is truly nuts. Maybe we don't say it enough. Like, him just, like, you know, week to week, like, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He was flawed when he entered the NFL. It's wild.
Extendo Sports on the way. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Stay tuned. Waiting for news on Keon Coleman's wrist injury. What kind of situation that is. We know he suffered an injury in the game. We'll get the update from Sean McDermott sometime today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.